fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Here on Monday, the 30th day of October. The prep tip of the day is the following. Listen carefully. In time of peace, prepare for war. I say again, in time of peace, prepare for war. We have not got a hold of Sam Andrews yet, and his phone number I give out publicly, so I'll give it out for my engineer to give him a call. That's 417-718-2597. I say again, 417-718-2597. That's Sam's number. He answers it typically beginning Wednesday afternoon. If you want to sign up for a class, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, and hopefully we'll get Sam with us. If he's going to be later as a conflict, he lets me know in advance, which didn't happen today. So we'll just see about that. We've had since last Monday, we had a mass shooting in the state of Maine, very tragic situation, and the shooter allegedly committed suicide. There was some disagreement about how the hell that happened. Initial report said he shot himself in the head twice, which obviously didn't happen. I'm scrolling down through my website here. There's a short video we've got, and it's been on my website for quite a few years, it may be in the link section. It has to do with the TV show. It was real popular back in the late 50s, early 60s, The Rifleman with Chuck Connors. And the beginning scene of that introduction of that TV show, Chuck Connors shoots a rifle, I think about 12 or 13 times in about three seconds. And see if I can get to, it's going to be in the link section. It's something maybe we can, let's see. Okay, looks like we're still trying to get Sam. And in the meantime, we'll just go ahead and go to open lines at 512-248-8252. We've had this happen dozens of times. There'll be a tragic shooting event someplace, and the anti-gun people immediately start beating their drums about how they want to ban certain rifles. And it's come to be kind of expected, hasn't it? Unfortunately, and they attempt to pull at your heartstrings and do everything they can to make it an emotional matter where people are ready to give up their constitutionally guaranteed rights because of some tragedy. We got a caller on hold here. It looks like Tim in Arkansas. Good morning, Tim.
Hello.
Go ahead, Tim.
Hey. last Friday, I was flipping through the channels on the satellite, and I came across an English American movie, but the source of it was called Assyria Satellite USA. And the movie was all about a power outage in Chicago. And there was, I didn't catch the beginning of the movie, but there was a scene with some supposedly terrorists involved. And it just kind of went downhill. And one of the later comments in the movie was that Seattle and New York and all, they were losing power also. I've heard that powers that want to be make movies. This was probably made in the 2010 era.
Right.
But the source of it was Assyria Satellite USA. And so anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting. But the next day I was flipping through the channels, and the same channel came up. It was a bunch of dancing girls. Looked like streetwalkers to me. Uh-huh. Weren't exactly virgin material. But it occurred to me that that might have been an instruction, because if there's a bunch of terrorists over here, they'll be watching their home satellite channels. And then the next day, which has been Saturday, I believe, there were two movies on a Christian station, and both of them opened with power outages. One was War of the Worlds, and the other one was, I can't remember what, it's one of those old-timey alien movies, War of the Worlds and The Day the World Stood Still. Both of them involved power outage. I thought that was kind of strange, but given I've heard that movies are made before the thing happened, and the country's full of unknown aliens anyway, so different kind of aliens, I hope. Thought that would be interesting to the public.
Well, thank you for that, Tim. Anything else?
No, not right now.
Okay.
The EMP fellas probably get his phone wires melting down.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, bye-bye. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. I was just looking up here. The rifleman, he shot at least 12 times in 3 seconds or so with his Winchester lever-action rifle. The point I'm attempting to make here is rifles have had the ability to shoot a lot of rounds in a very short period of time for about 150 years. There's nothing new about that. Nothing new at all. AR-15 has been for sale to the public for at least 60 years, since about 1963 or so. There's nothing new about AR-15s. And we've had magazine-fed semi-automatic rifles for well more than a century. Nothing new there at all. As most of you know, I spent most of my adult life as an investigator, investigating homicides, thousands of criminal matters, and civil matters as well, and complex lawsuits with very expensive outcomes, such as when Jefferson County, Missouri sued Isle of Capri Casino for $100 million. I was the investigator working for Ropes and Gray out of Boston, more than 1,000 lawyers worldwide. So look at what's the same and what's different. That's how many, not all, but many investigations are conducted. What's the same? Well, the firearms are the same. Rifles with high-capacity magazines, semi-automatic, as well as full automatic, have been around for well more than a century. Nothing's changed there. What's changed? Well, the people that possess the firearms and have the ability to own and use them, that's what's changed. Not the firearms. The people have changed. Now, there's always been homicidal people. There's always been, going back to all of human history, there's been people who will commit murder. There's nothing new about that. The Bible's full of people who committed murder. Look at what's the same and what's different. Up until about 1969, 1970, we took people who were dangerous to themselves and others, and we locked them up where they couldn't hurt themselves or others. That's what we did. That's what we no longer do. This gentleman up in the state of Maine, if it was 1967 or 1968, he would have been locked up where he couldn't hurt anybody. That's what we did with men who had mental illness such as he had. That's what we did to keep himself, keep people like that safe, and keep society safe. He had come to the attention of the authorities. He had been evaluated by psychological professionals. It was well known and well understood that this man presented a threat to himself and others. But instead of keeping him in a safe, a clean, hygienic place where he couldn't hurt himself or hurt others, we put him back into society. And then we wonder, how could this happen? We ponder and we wrangle our hands in distress over how could this happen. And unfortunately, many people blame the rifle instead of blaming the system that put him back on the streets that allowed this to happen. That's where the blame should lie, not with the inanimate object. Now, it's easy to find instruments that will kill people. That's pretty easy to do in modern society. We've had incidents where a Muslim in France stole a truck and drove it through a heavily populated street area, killing dozens of people just by running them over. That could be easily done in most any densely populated area, any place on the planet. I recall driving a 2.5-ton truck through the narrow, some of the streets in where I was were wide boulevards. Some were quite narrow, filled with people and water buffalo and sickalos and motorcycles and the occasional car. And it was there for me driving when it was my turn to drive. The 2.5-ton truck is a really big truck. It was my turn to drive through these narrow streets. It was white knuckle time for me. I did not want to hurt anybody or run into a bicycle or a sickalo or a water buffalo. And knock on wood, I was successful. I didn't do that on one hand. On the other, if I had been a homicidal individual and wanted to hurt and kill people, I could have hurt and killed dozens, if not hundreds of people before I was stopped driving a really large, powerful diesel-powered truck through those narrow streets in Vietnam, where I was, the city of Can Tho, Cantho, the capital of the 4th Corps area of Vietnam. At the time, a city of 1 million people, now it's a city of 2 million people 50 years later. So we're never going to run out of implements for homicidal people to commit murder with. That's not possible. You think you can regulate these items to where a homicidal person can't find something that will hurt dozens, if not hundreds of people? You think that can be done? I don't. I know it can't. It's not possible. It's not possible at all to do that. That's the premise on which they're basing their argument, is that these AR-15s are being treated as some kind of something new, something deadly dangerous that haven't been around before. Well, that's far from the case. I'm going to have my webmaster put that rifleman clip back on. It's 47 seconds from beginning to end. It was the beginning of every show where Chuck Connors is walking down the street in a western town, and he shoots that rifle 12 or 13 times. There's some disagreement about how many times he shoots it, but it's just about 3 seconds where he does that. And just to make the point that weapons with large capacity magazines, which anything more than 10 rounds is considered high capacity these days. It's not a detachable magazine on the these lever action rifles. On one hand, on the other, they can be reloaded rather quickly. And of course, the men in the cavalry in the Civil War, they had 6-shot revolvers, which were time consuming to reload. So they would carry six-shot revolvers, giving them 36 rounds, which would get them through most battles before they had to take their saber out and use that as their primary weapon. I'm no expert in Civil Warfare, Civil War cavalry tactics, but that's what they did. They would have 2 pistols on their belt and then 4 pistols on the saddle to give them 36 rounds of firepower with those 6-shot revolvers. That's more than enough to commit the mass murders in most of these cases, 36 shots, using Civil War vintage black powder revolvers, which legally are not even firearms, by the way. A lot of convicted felons are prohibited from owning modern firearms. They own black powder firearms instead because they're allowed to do that. So once again, we see the drumbeat of the anti-gun folks wanting to ban certain firearms, ban high-capacity magazines, what they consider high-capacity magazines. Lawmakers making silly statements such as AR-15s are not meant to hunt deer with. Well, no, they're not meant to hunt deer with. You can. It's not what they're meant to do. They're meant to protect innocent human life from harm. That's what they're meant to do. That's why men and women buy them, is to protect innocent human life. And they do a good job of that, a very good job. And they've become ubiquitous. So I believe what I read recently, there's 24 million AR-15s in the United States. There's at least that many more that are not semi-automatic rifles that are not AR-15s, at least another 24 million of other styles of semi-automatic rifles that are in circulation in this country. It's a lot. It's a lot. This is not Australia. Australia had a mass shooting, and their parliament passed a law to have what was called a buyback. Of course, how can you buy back something you didn't own in the first place? But they passed that. And many, but not all, many Australians turned in their semi-automatic rifles to the government in exchange for a small check. I really like Australia. The Australians, in my opinion, are as close to Americans in terms of lifestyle and culture and so forth, values. But in this case, they're wrong. They should not have caved in and allowed that law to be passed. Since they did pass that law, there's been an increase in violent crime. Shock, shock, surprise, surprise. Criminals may be a lot of things, but the majority of them aren't stupid. They recognize when their intended victims can no longer defend themselves. Of course they recognize that, and they act on it. Of course they do. No surprise there at all. So, what does it mean for all of us? Well, it means we need to make sure that we elect to the U.S. Congress men and women who will support the Second Amendment against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's what needs to happen. The Second Amendment must be defended at all costs. Sam makes this point frequently, that the United States is the last bastion of freedom, and in order for them to have world domination, they have to eliminate the United States, which means eliminating the gun owners. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Hey, Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, you wake up tired in the morning, what are you waiting for? Get yourself an Energy Cleaner. Arthritis pain slowing you down? You can't do the things you like to do? Walk in the park, play golf, go hunting, go fishing, ride a bicycle, go dancing with your honey, because the arthritis pain hurts too much? Get yourself an Energy Cleaner. Get your life back. Check out the Energy Cleaner at my website. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. Chances are offering a special. We hope to have that on my website soon, where if you buy a certain package of freeze-dried food, an Energy Cleaner will be included. That will be posted on my website, hopefully in a day or two. In the meantime, check out the Energy Cleaner at my website, the mattress pads that go with it. And you can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or call my toll-free hour line and make your purchase right there, 800 592-9543. We have open lines. You got a question or comment, just give us a call if you got a question or comment at 512-248-8252. The conversation I had with Andrew at first hour was very sobering. Andrew and I both served in the U.S. Army, both served in psychological operations. Andrew has been in these more recent wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. My war, of course, was Vietnam. We share a common heritage in that regard. We share common concerns. We're both observing what's going on in the Middle East, and we both have come to the same conclusion that it looks like, it appears that all the places, all the pieces are being put in place to have a major war over there, not only involving Israel fighting Palestinians with a few rockets and Kalashnikov rifles, but involving superpowers, Asia, China in Asia, and of course Russia, United States, Great Britain, NATO forces, of course, Germany, Italy, getting involved. It's certainly headed that direction. We hope and pray it doesn't go that way. In the meantime, it'd be foolish to assume it won't and not make any prudent preparations as a consequence. Making prudent preparations, as I refer to them, is just a smart thing to do. You may have been at this a long time. I began as a prepper when my daughter was born. I've been at this a long time. I did my first paid consultation as a preparation consultant the summer of 1977. If you go to my website, you'll see the panel for that. If you'd like a private consultation, I'd be glad to help you. Or you might just be getting started. No matter where you are, veteran prepper or a newbie just getting started, it's not too late to do what needs to be done. Make sure you have a way to stay warm in the wintertime with the power grid down. Most modern home heating requires electricity to work properly. That's simply a fact of life. The Liberator rocket heater, available for sale at my website, doesn't require any electricity at all. There's no place for electricity. If you're going to need electricity, you're going to need a way to stay warm. You're going to have a proprietary source of water, a way to keep your food from spoiling and prepare meals, a way to defend your family from criminals. I've sat across the interview table from many hundreds of men and women charged with crimes ranging from DWI to murder. A couple of times, not that often, but several times, I would be talking to a career criminal, a man who has spent his life as a career criminal, not somebody who just made one mistake. And in the interview, I can figure out real quick who this person is, if they're a career criminal or not. And I've asked them, what would you do if there was a major ice storm, a tornado, an earthquake? What would you do? And I've had these men look me straight in the eye and say, John, we look at it as economic opportunity. They don't look at it as a tragedy where they need to help their friends and neighbors. They look at it as economic opportunity. That's the mindset of a career criminal. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing Terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Over 9 gigabytes of information there. If you're a new listener and you're interested in learning more about the COVID clot shot, the COVID vaccination, we have more than 200 articles and videos regarding that, articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, such as Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's now saying in no uncertain terms, he's not pulling any punches, that the intent, it's not a side effect, the intent of all the COVID vaccinations is to kill and hurt people. That's what he's saying. And you can take that to the bank. Also, at my website, you'll find an 8-minute clip from May the 7th, 2020. Only 8 minutes. My radio show that day with Dr. Horowitz. I said the following. First of all, you can't develop a safe and effective vaccine in 9 months. It can't be done. Never has been. Never will be. Number two, my belief, no evidence at the time, but we now have evidence that the vaccines were already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed. And that's now proven to be true as well. Products on my website that will help you achieve your goals. Arkhaven Ministries, the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community out in Arkansas, near Harrison, Arkansas. You need to check that out if you're looking for a safe, fun place to live. Custom log cabin kits. My neighbors down Licking, Missouri, are building these. They're beautiful, built to your architect's specifications. Harvest-Rite freeze-dried equipment. You want to make your own freeze-dried food at your home with commercial-quality freeze-dried equipment, you can. The Liberator rocket heater to stay warm and cozy and save money. The only stove we're aware of that burns both regular firewood as well as wood pellets. And, of course, the energy cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check out the energy cleaner. You'll be very glad you did. We have a caller on hold here. We got Mike in Florida. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, I was wondering, Sam, do you recommend gun owner's insurance for the person and or for the church? There's many out
Sam's
there.
Sam's not with us this morning, but I think insurance is, once again, peace of mind. If the church has a security team, there should be liability insurance. Make sure that almost all churches have liability insurance of some sort. Make sure that the insurance covers the activities of the security team. That would be a smart thing, Mike.
Excellent. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, you're welcome. Anytime. The call number is 512-248-8252. I'm a big believer in proper insurance for the proper reasons. The insurance industry is a hoot, to say the least. They're in life insurance industry is in big trouble right now. A lot of companies, that's all they sell when it comes to insurance is life insurance, and their business model is based on certain parameters of how long people will live, and that's changed dramatically with about a 20% increase in all-cause mortality. It's turning the insurance industry on its head. Look like we got a caller here, Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, John. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine. Go ahead, my dear.
Okay. Remember when I was keeping track of people?
Yes.
With the vaccine? Okay.
Yes.
There were 45 that had the vaccine, starting when they first gave the vaccine out.
Right.
John, there's only 41 people are gone.
Only four are left alive out of 45.
That are still vaccinated.
Right.
There were five of us that did not, but how sad
is
that?
So there was 50 people total, 45 got the vaccination. Of that 45, only four of them are left alive.
Yes.
Well, you're not surprised, are you?
No, and it's the only thing is they were, your friends. It's sad.
What about the staff? Deborah, tell us about the staff. How many people on the staff, and were they mandated to get the vaccinations, you know?
No, and a lot of them didn't, and they're still around. And the five of us are still here, too.
And I assume those empty beds have been filled up with other people in the meantime, haven't they?
Yes, and then some of those people, I didn't keep track, but some of those people are gone too, and I'm going to assume, but I can't say, but the way they passed, I would say they had it because they would just be found, with their heart stopped or very, very bad illness or something.
Well, describe the facility you live in. Is it assisted living? Would that be accurate?
It's independent and assisted.
Okay. Independent is where you don't have daily help. Assisted living is where you do have daily help. Would that be a fair breakdown?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. All right. So the facility has a mix of some assisted living and some independent living, and 50 people total. Is that accurate?
No, these were the 50 people of independent. I did not keep
all
track
independent.
Of those.
This was not the assisted living. These were all independent people.
Right.
So they basically can, it's basically an apartment is what it is.
Right.
They can come and go as they want. They take care of their personal needs. They can prepare meals in a little kitchen if they want, and so forth.
Yes, and some of them drive still.
Right, right.
Okay. And when I had said before, it would be very rare for 41 people to, maybe one in a year, one every right. 2 years. Okay.
Right. Well, I don't have the numbers in front of me about how many Americans are living in this kind of situation, but it has to be in the tens of thousands, don't you think?
Yes. Well, if that small little place I was at is 41.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, multiply that times all the assisted living places in the United States. It's a nationwide Holocaust, isn't it?
It is. It's tragedy. It's a crime.
It is a crime. It is mm-hmm. a crime. And there's no discussion among the staff about this at all, is there, that you're aware of?
Well, there is now because they all recognize it now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is the same person managing a facility as when this began, or has that changed?
It's changed twice.
Changed twice.
No,
not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this an independent outfit, or are they part of a much larger group of similar businesses?
It was a nonprofit private, but now it's owned by a larger group.
When did that take place, that change of ownership?
About a year and a half ago.
Okay. All right. Well, you've been making these reports now for about 2 years, Deborah, and it's never good news, but we're pretty much at the end of the line. We got four people left, and I fully expect those four to be dead in the next few months. What do you think?
It's based on what's going on with them right now. Yeah, I would. It's a possibility, I'll say that. I pray absolutely. Not, but it's a possibility.
Well,
and I have a friend who's a therapist. She got it, and she's having heart problems now. She's only 50-something.
Well, she did it to herself. As a judge in France said, she may not have known that this could kill you, but she had the ability to find out that it could kill her. When he denied payment to the family of the life insurance of a man who died from the clot shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anything
okay,
else?
Well, no, I just didn't talk about it. I decided to call. So.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Yeah. Okay, have a great day.
Thank you, Deborah. We appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Our next caller is JP in Chicago. Good morning, JP.
Hey, John, good morning. Say, I finally got my house up for sale in Chicago. What do you think? I'm finally getting out of here.
What's your destination?
I'm not going to put that online on here, but probably somewhere down by the Ozarks.
Okay.
My goal.
Well, you just did.
Well, somewhere near.
Okay.
But I'd like to verify what Deborah had to say. I got a story with my dad's senior center that marks right up with her in Arizona, and this is from Chicago, and I could give you my numbers if you want to hear them. My dad was an Irish musician, and he lived in a senior center, and I remember this rolling out. I had prior knowledge. Now Andy A's over, but 10 years ago I had trained with Major Danes, the CIA, and I had pretty much a lot of the future mapped out, like this kill shot. I knew about this a decade ago, but you know, if you told people, they thought you were crazy. But so I had advanced knowledge, and I warned all my dad's friends. The only one that listened was a cop. And the guy really was a friend of mine. We played drums. I was a professional, and he was kind of amateur. So I taught him how to play Celtic drum, got him a new drum, and now he's really good. But he was one of the only ones that listened to me. Out of all my dad's friends in that music, were some of the best musicians in Chicago. They played their whole lives. They're from Ireland. They ate healthy. None of them drank very much or smoked. Some of them had operations and work done recently. All of them dead. All of them dead. I mean, within 6 months after taking, usually the third one. Now, my dad was forced to take one, and I went and took non-disclosure agreements. I said, hey, you better not give them any more. And I made a big fuss with the ladies. And the ladies that work there all quit. They all quit. They all end up leaving because of all the people dying. And all my dad's friends at the senior center are all gone that took the third jab. Right. So what I noticed is there's a little bit of poison, a little dose of poison. And after the first one, my dad's music abilities left. His ability to play the accordion was gone. He used to get up and walk, like you said, that gaping walk. My dad had a healthy walk. He ate salads every day, great genetics. You know, quit drinking when he was 40. You know, very healthy, always exercising. He stopped walking. He lost his gait. He lost his musical ability. And this was just after one shot. And I watched it. It was like he was an AIDS victim. That's what it appeared to me, because I watched people die of AIDS. And that's what happened to my dad with just one shot. So I just want to give you that story to back up, because we're witnessing a Holocaust, literally a Holocaust. And that's why I brought up Eric Clapton before, and all these Hollywood, Matthew Perry, the guy from Friends, he died from a heart attack just the other day, and he's only 50.
Right.
Tina Turner, great artist, gone. And she was healthy as a horse. You know, Tina Turner, she was in great shape.
Right.
So I just want to throw that at you just to back up everything. And mention that there is a war coming, and we're at the beginning of it, and that's also in my notes. I think we're witnessing the beginning of World War III right now with all the movement around Israel.
Okay, well, how's your dad doing right now?
He's doing good. He almost died last winter. I was really worried. Actually, my ex-wife she's like me, a little psychic, but she was calling me up. She's like, go check on him. So last winter, I was over there, and there was a fresh round of boosters that the people that didn't die, what they did is they just brought new people in, and they gave them new boosters. But it's a big petri dish in there. So I told them, you got to wear a mask when you're around these vaccine people because they're shedding. I brought them chicken noodle soup. I was there. He got rushed to the emergency room, and I was right on there with the nurses telling him not to give him a jab, making sure to check on the nurses. So I saved his life last winter because he could have gone just from being around the shedders, you know. So that's another issue. Is it not, even if you're not vaxxed, you could get shed on by people that are freshly vaxxed. It's 90 days. You got to stay away from these people. And I'm not even sure if it's longer than that in the bloodstream. It probably is a lifetime infection if it's AIDS, you know, or whatever, cancer. But he's doing okay. He's hanging in there, and there's the new management. I talked to the new management, offered it, told him I did security in the neighborhood, and just eyeballed him and let him know that my dad's a national treasure, a world-famous musician, and I'm maybe protecting him. And
what instrument or instruments does your dad play, or did he play?
Guitars and the accordion. He's a real famous accordion player.
All right. Great call, JP. Anything else?
That's it, sir. Hang in there and just stay prepped as usual.
Okay, thank you. I was just looking up. We have 1,040 independent living centers in the United States. We have 2,359 assisted living and then 1,681 memory care places. That's what we got in the United States. It looks like our next caller is Sherman in Arizona. Good morning, Sherman.
Good morning. You had promised to talk about the fundraiser, John. It's actually up on RBN Newsfeed. Anyone contributing $5 or more to RBN and providding your email, they receive access to your wedding video without...
I knew it would be up sometime. I didn't know it was up. Thank you.
Maybe you could describe a brief trailer without giving away the whole details, and I'd like to hear more about it. That's all I had. Okay. Thanks.
Well, thank you. Well, my wife and I, we got married on January 7th in a little country church, we had two pastors. Both of them are very dear friends. My friend Joe Sobota was the main pastor, and a pastor of my church, Pastor Evan Bell, both officiated. It was a great event, a fun event. We had a professional singer sing a wonderful song, and I picked out my wife's wedding dress, which was, I think, beautiful. She looked great in it. And the whole ceremony was captured on video by my nephew. It's, if you couldn't be there, this is your opportunity to be there, to observe on video. I sent that video to my daughter the other day so she could see it. She couldn't be down here from Seattle for the wedding. And if you want to watch it, you can. It only costs $5. And it's not quite an hour. And I hope you can do that. Enjoy being a spectator at my wedding and contribute $5 to Republic Broadcasting. And I certainly would appreciate that. So I knew it was going to be
homeowners,
up. I didn't
if
know,
your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction
we'll
to
right
another
back.
Lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, during a break, I looked up Republic Broadcasting's website. It's republicbroadcasting.org. I say again, republicbroadcasting.org. Scroll down to the RBN updates section, and the video of my wedding is the fifth one down. It's 1, 2, 3, actually the fourth one down. The fourth one down. John Moore, fundraiser for RBN, special access to his wedding video. So that's how you get to that. And have fun. It was a very precious time for me, very special. And I hope you can listen to it and watch that video and contribute $5 to Republic Broadcasting. It'll help us a lot. All right. Mainstream media is talking a lot about World War III being a possibility. ABC, CBS, and so forth, Fox News, Newsmax, commentators talking about World War III. And there's a reason they're doing that. The reason is, well, first of all, the history hasn't been written. Once the history is written, we may, the historians may determine that World War III is being fought right now. Most Americans, if they don't know any better, they think World War II began December 7th, 1941. Well, that's far from the truth. In the mid-1930s, we had Germany, Italy, and Japan all committing acts of war. Japan invading China. Yeah, all of Asia, not just China. Germany going to Sudetenland, and of course later Poland in 1939. Italy invading Ethiopia. I look at all those as the beginning point of World War II, not December 7, 1941. Far from it. The war had been going on for a number of years by December 7, 1941. Very likely, historians will say that World War III is already going on once it gets to the point where they're writing the history of World War III. For most Americans, war is 2 hours in an air-conditioned room with a bag of hot buttered popcorn. That's not what war is for John Moore. I've been there. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt, as they say. I don't need to speculate on what war is. I refer to war as organized insanity. It is. It's absolutely, warfare is absolutely insane. Of course it is. When an entire country decides it's going to mobilize to attack and murder people in another country. How insane is that? But that's what war is. Modern warfare means most of the victims are civilians, innocent civilians who are not participants in the war, non-combatants. That's what modern warfare has become. It's been that way for well more than a century. And that's what World War III will be also, where most of the victims are non-combatants, innocent civilians, men, women, and children who are not in uniform. We have, looks like, again, we have James in Vancouver, Canada, back again. Good morning, James, again.
Yes, hello. Good to talk to you. My Russian doctor, do you want to hold me over?
Hold over through the break. Yeah, hold on, please,
right,
James.
Thanks.
We're back. Yeah.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.